You guys can't write off some of the stuff you've got down here.
Why not? Those are all 100% legitimate business expenses.
$1,200 for a boob job?
It's not a boob job. It's a breast reduction. We're taking it as a loss.
I buy it.
I don't think the IRS will, but it is medical, so you can write it off as a personal deduction.
Dynamite!
Now, is this your monthly balance? Because you seem to be a little short on cash.
Oh, you must be on the wrong page. We're not short on cash. We actually have none.
What happened to all that snowmobile repair work, Dan?
Did it?
Spend it.
Well, look, I'll run all this stuff through my computer, and when I have your returns ready, I'll give you a call. We'll go over everything.
Thanks, Art. Thanks. Listen, what do we owe you? I could write you a check.
You kill me, Dan.
Joke you made up about Trudy Burke. It's really funny.
Thanks, but the beauty part is it doesn't just have to be about Trudy. Works for any girl with a mustache.
Well, did you know that Trudy heard it too?
Good. Maybe you should pull a comb through that thing.
Oh, another good one. Hey, you can tell her that tomorrow when she's beating the crap out of you. What are you talking about? Hey, how about for your next joke, you start making fun of how big and mean she is?
Well, she doesn't know that joke was mine.
Oh, did I forget to tell you that your friend Stacy ratted you out?
Well, why'd she do that?
So Trudy would let her out of her locker.
All right, so Trudy knows. But I mouth off to everybody. People love that about me.
Oh, Darlene, look on the bright side. I mean, you may really like your new face.
And man, he is so smart. I mean, you know, he knows so much stuff about, like, taxes and everything. I swear, it's fascinating.
Taxes are fascinating, really?
Well, not normally, you know, but when Art's talking about, I swear, you laugh, you cry.
Not my type.
Oh, you don't know that.
Oh, you're telling me I don't know my type?
Well, he's cute, and he's funny.
He looks like the Lucky Charms guy.
Well, it's what's inside that counts, Jackie. And inside, this guy has a timeshare condo in Florida.
Oh, just can we drop in, please? I've been trying to tell you something.
Okay, but can I just say one more thing about it?
What?
Why can't you date him?
Roseanne!
All right, what do you want to tell me?
I'm thinking about going into therapy.
You mean like a shrink?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, there's a lot of reasons.
Like what?
Oh, I just haven't been happy lately, and with Mom and Dad breaking up, it makes me start thinking about how crazy our whole childhood was, and there's just a lot of stuff I've got to deal with.
Well, when would you start?
2 months ago.
What? I can't believe it. That stinks. I'm your sister, and you go and do something that major without even talking to me first?
Calm down.
Wow, I'm really upset about this. I want to know, how come you could go talk to some stranger about all your problems and you can't talk to me?
Because when I tell her my problems, we don't spend the next hour talking about how that makes her feel.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess it is a good idea then. And I'm glad that you told me about it. Finally.
You're welcome.
You know, Art goes to therapy.
Hey!
Hey.
Hey, listen. I had an idea about the shop. I'm not sure if it's crazy or not.
Well, let's run it by Jackie and we'll find out.
Does everybody have to know about this?
Well, it's only going to tell Dan.
It's a very personal thing, okay?
Well, he's family.
Well, I'm asking you to try and keep it to yourself.
Okay, I won't tell Dan.
All righty.
All right. Okay, I'm going to take off now. I'll call you later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the idea with the shop?
Well, Arnie came by this afternoon with a tattoo artist. He wants to rent part of the shop, $300 a month, and he could bring by a lot of bikers.
A tattoo guy? I don't know.
No, well, listen, don't worry about it. I didn't commit to anything. I'm going to call Art and have him come down and check out the deal.
Well, what's this guy like?
Well, I didn't talk to him much, but my take on it was that he's a very talented artist who's paid his debt to society.
I'll tell you what, Dan Gill here. He's the absolute best, man. People come to him from all over. Ow! Damn it, you're hitting bone! Don't pay attention to me, guys. It's a lot easier than it seems. Actually, it's kind of a macho thing. Oh, mommy!
Excuse us one moment. What do you think, Art?
I don't know, Dan. I'm a financially, it's a good idea, but personally, I gotta wonder about a guy who's covered his entire body with tattoos.
Yeah. Think he's got one on Mr. Winky?
I don't really want to know, Dan.
Hey, Daddy, check it out, man.
Nice work.
Thanks, want one? On the house.
Ow.
Pretty tempting there, Gil. Maybe some other time.
Come on, Dan. Get Roseanne's name on the old bicep there. The babes dig that.
No need to, Arnie. I got a big chicken pox scar on my arm. Looks just like her.
What's going on?
Hey, honey. Say hello to Gil.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Gil.
He's a tattoo guy.
No kidding? Art, Jackie, say hi to Art.
How you doing, Art?
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, anybody gonna say hi to me?
Well, we've gotta go.
Oh, I gotta try to get some money out of Dan first. This might take a minute.
I better be going, too.
Okay, take it easy, Art.
Jackie, I was wondering if I could talk to you for a second.
Sure.
So, how's it going?
Great. You?
Great, great. Tax season. Busy, busy.
Oh, I bet.
I hear you're a trucker.
Yeah.
That must be really interesting.
Well, that keeps me busy. As a matter of fact, I get so busy sometimes that I have very little time left for a social life.
This sounds kind of lonely.
Well, I figure if you're okay with yourself, then you're okay with being alone.
Yeah, I'm alone a lot, too.
Yeah, you seem to be dealing really well with that.
Sometimes, but I was thinking maybe some night when you're in town, we could go out to dinner.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be nice. I tell you what. When things do start to slow down for me, then why don't I give you a call?
Got it. Well, I better be going. Say goodbye for me.
Okay. So really, it was really nice running into you again. Oh, damn.
So, what did Art want?
You know, I don't think that I've ever been as angry with you as I am right now.
Well, sure you have.
He's a perfectly nice guy, and you forced me to hurt him.
Well, you didn't even give him a chance.
I told you I didn't want to go out with him, but you wouldn't leave it at that.
Well, just one dinner.
I don't believe it. I'm standing here, right in front of you, and you're not listening to a single word I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, your therapy's working out real good.
What?
You still getting beat up today?
Shut up.
You're eating too much. You'll barf.
Listen, just because you followed us home from the circus does not mean you can talk to us.
Hey, you should listen to him, Darlene. I mean, he gets creamed like every other week.
Fall down early and stay down.
I can handle this.
You can't take her, Darlene.
I'm not gonna try. I'll just talk my way out of it.
Okay, just stay down.
You don't believe me? Dad? Can I talk to you about something?
Lily.
Watch.
Yeah, darling.
Listen, I'm really sorry I called you wide load yesterday. I mean, I meant it to be funny, and I really thought you would laugh. But I've been thinking about it. Now I realize it was really insensitive.
Darlene, tie your hair back real tight so she can't swing it around with it.
You're dead, Darlene.
Rope it up, darling. Keep your arms up in front of your face. Eventually, she'll wear herself out.
Are they gone yet?
Yeah, honey.
Good. I love them and everything, but I just ain't in the mood.
How's your headache?
It's gone.
Hey!
It's back.
Roseanne, we need to talk.
We certainly do.
Oh, boy, when's Dan gonna get out of here, huh?
See you later.
Play nice.
Well, I assume you're here to apologize.
I have spoken to my therapist, and she seems to think that it would be a good idea if you came down to talk to her.
Why, you're the nut.
Well, she seems to think that one of the reasons I may be a nut is because of you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Every time I talk to her, your name keeps coming up. You're a very big influence on me, Roseanne, and she seems to think that she can help us sort some of this stuff out.
What are you talking about? We had a fight, that's all.
Oh, so you're not gonna come down?
Well, I mean, is she gonna sit there and ask us all kind of personal questions and stuff?
Well, that is sort of the point.
Okay, well, let's get our story straight before we go down there.
Roseanne, first off, I'd like to stress that we're all on the same side, so please don't feel defensive.
Okay.
And I'm not a judge or a referee. You and I are both here for one reason, and that's to help Jackie.
Get her, Doc.
Nobody's here to get anybody, nor are we here to try to solve the problem in one session.
Hey, I have no problem, okay? I'm just here to help out Eleanor Rigby over there.
Hey! Now, Roseanne.
Oh, here's where I get yelled at.
No, no. I'd just like to set up some boundaries here. In fact, let's just work on listening without judging. Roseanne, I'm going to ask Jackie to talk about how she feels. Now, some of this may hurt, but I don't want you to answer back. Instead, I want you to repeat what she said in your own words. Will you try that?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Jackie, last session we talked about how choices are difficult
yeah.
for you.
Well, it's just everything I do. I mean, I'm always wondering what she's going to say because she's so judgmental.
Can you be specific?
Well, it's just everything. It's if I'm going to be a cop, what's she going to say? If I'm going to cut my hair, is she going to laugh? If I go out with this guy, or if I move out of my apartment, or if I get a new outfit, or go to the movies, or buy a book, or it's just everything.
Okay. Now, Roseanne, what did you just hear, in your own words?
Well, why would you want to move out of your apartment? I mean, you pay really low rent, and that's really, it's such a great place, really. You should see it.
Okay, let's start over. And remember, Roseanne, I'm asking you not to judge her, just to listen to her.
Okay, but she doesn't have to pay utilities.
So what? You know, even if it is a horrible mistake for me to move out of my apartment, it's my mistake. I mean, people are allowed to make mistakes. I'm not one of your children.
Yeah, okay, then you go make a mistake, right? And then you come to me to clean it up.
Of course, you're my sister.
Oh, so I see. I'm not allowed to say anything to stop the mistake, but then I have to go mop it up after.
Well, if you loved me, I think you'd want to.
You better call for backup.
All right, let's try something different. Let's try a little exercise. Jackie, you go first. I want you to turn to Roseanne and say, "You're my sister, and I love you because," and then fill in the rest.
Okay.
What's taking you so long?
Okay. I got it. You're my sister, and I love you because you're strong.
That's it?
Well, it's not that easy. You do it.
Okay, I will. You're my sister, and I love you because you're warm and caring and giving and nurturing and kind, but, you know, your problem
hold
is
up,
that...
Hold up. Try it without the butt.
Okay. Okay, you're my sister, and I love you because we have shared so many things, although you always...
That's another button.
I don't like this game. Let's go back to the listening deal.
Okay, we'll come back to this later. Jackie, your turn to listen. Roseanne, tell me, how do you feel when you think Jackie's making a mistake?
Well, I worry about her.
Why?
Well, because I don't want her to get hurt. You know, and if I can see some way of preventing that, well, then I'm going to say something.
Jackie, in your own words?
I mean, I know this art isn't gorgeous or anything, but he'd be really nice to her, and he would protect her. You know what I mean? I mean, it wouldn't be so awful to be married to a guy like that.
So do you want her to be married to a guy like that, so he could take over for you, and then maybe you wouldn't have to look out for Jackie anymore?
Are you kidding? What the hell does she know about being married? Okay, the thing is, see, well, I just didn't realize that I was treating you like a kid all these years.
Oh, please.
Okay, I did realize it. I just didn't think you knew.
Well, at least you went down there with me, and then we got to learn how we can talk this stuff out.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know that it is really hard for me to dialogue with you without a confrontational agenda.
I hear that. But you have got to learn how to let go of your control issues without that triggering your whole abandonment issue.
I hear that. Now... There's one thing I want to say to you in a totally non-manipulative and non-judgmental context.
I'm hearing that.
Okay, the responsibility that I feel towards you is all your fault. I'm sorry, our time is up.
Jeez.
Hello? Oh, yeah, just a minute. Dan, phone! I want you to know, it's Art on the phone, and I'm not saying a thing.
Good.
And I'm really going to try to ease up on you, although it's very, very hard.
Okay, and I'm going to try and remember that you mean well.
So, you want to go to therapy anymore?
You want to?
Yeah, if you do.
Yeah, thanks.
Who is it?
Mr. Wright.
There you are.
Oh, boundaries. We had boundaries.
Oh, it's just a joke.
You're busting the boundaries.
I hear you, and I'm sorry.
No, no, that's it. No, I'm out of here.
Well, are you going to be back in time for dinner?
Okay.
All right, Art.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we might have to lose the tattoo guy.
Why for?
Our insurance company won't cover him unless we pay a lot more. And it's a shame, too, because he does such nice work.
Wow.
It's permanent. Just for you, because you are permanent in my life.
Yeah, well, my name's Roseanne.
I call you Rose all the time.
You never call me Rose.
Well, the guy stopped in the middle.
Why?
It hurt. Well, how about Rosie? I could make it Rosie. I could handle a little Y.
Okay, again, remember, we're here for Jackie. Now, who wants to start?
I guess I'll go first. If you're married to the same woman for 19 years, isn't that proof enough that you love her?
You know, Arlene, he has some other woman's name tattooed on his arm.
It's your name.
It is not my name. It is Mrs. Kennedy's name.
I'm never going to get this dumb thing off. I'm stuck with it for the rest of my life.
Well, now you know what it's like to be married to you.
Jeez, cut it out. I mean, did you forget why we came?
Thank you, Becky.
Okay, I want to talk about me and Mark.
When are you going to get over him?
I can't believe this. I'm paying for this session. You guys aren't here for me at all. You're just here to work out all your own family crap.
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt, but it's time for my medication.